Okay, we are in the midst of discussing Shmai Tehei Perek Tes, and in the middle of discussing it, Yanki made problems, and he asked what's l'chayre a very good kasha. So I'm going to come back to Perek Tes of the Shmaitzah, but I want to digress to his kasha, and we'll see where we're going with it. We're not learning Yevamis for the moment. We'll come back to it, but right now we're learning Hilchos Treifos. So Ramah was brought, the head of a, I don't know if she brought it to him, but they brought him to Shaila, the head of an animal that was shechted and had mayim b'mayach, and it was a suffix, it was a treifah on that. So the Ramah paskined to aser the animal, to make the animal a treifah, because he held that the reyes is mechayim. Obviously the water in their brain came mechayim. So reyes is mechayim, so there's no chazaka that nishchata hutra. And the way we explain that, the way the Shmaitz explained it, because machzakina misal eser, since the animal b'chayez b'cheskes eser, so it remains b'cheskes eser, and the reyes came before there was ever a cheskes heter, so it just remains treif, and it's aser. The animal is b'cheskes eser b'machay or enos avuach, and that never went away, and the meila he passed in its aser. So the question that was asked yesterday was that my hagdama to the whole sugya on Sunday was that cheskes haguf is stronger than cheskes iser. Anytime you could deal with either the cheskes haguf or a chazak in din, the cheskes haguf is stronger because that's the case of tzaras. It's something physical. So cheskes haguf is stronger than cheskes iser. When they brought this shaila to the Ramah started to paskin, it's aser because the animal has a cheskes iser and masakin mislis, so it's whole cheshbon. Why didn't the Ramah say, let's go to cheskes haguf? We have a cheskes haguf that the animal was born a ksheir. It wasn't a treifah. Because the animal lived 12 months. So mela, it wasn't a treifah. So the animal wasn't a treifah, so the guf should have stayed the same throughout its whole life and not become a treifah. The taka got water in the brain. Water in the brain doesn't make it a treifah. So unless it's eina maich makifa. So why do we go baser cheskes haguf instead of going baser the cheskes iser, which makes problems? Let's go baser cheskes haguf and shalom al Yisrael and everything is good. That was the kash.
You
know you have something, you don't know if it's a treifus. Why don't I go but if bus of the cheskes haguf, the animal was born healthy? No, we do. We're talking the animals is more than 12 months old. We're talking about an animal that has a cheskes haguf, that it's not a treifah. The whole discussion is talking about animals that the whole milk discussion is animals that are more than 12 months old. Otherwise, it could maybe it was born with a treifah. We're talking about that it has a cheskes haguf, that it's not a treifah. So if it has a cheskes haguf, that it's not a treifah, so why don't we go about the cheskes haguf? Right. So just before I went up to Shir, Shamshi showed me that the Shmaitza is the Kasha. The Shmaitza, hey, but in Perek Dalid, at the end of Perek Dalid, he is the Kasha. And he blies with Tzarachian. So it's a good Kasha. So he is the Kasha, and he blies with Tzarachian. In the footnote, though, he brings that Reb Shimon and Shari Yosha says a Teretz. And to explain the teretz, I have to explain to you a Tosis of Chulin. Tosis of Chulin says that a cheskes haguf is a cheskes haguf that's the lashon of the Rishayim, is a cheskes haguf de isbarer b'shaita, that was known at the time. A normal cheskes haguf is a cheskes haguf which you know. What does it mean you know? It means you look at the tzaras and you see it's good. That's a cheskes haguf. So you say it changed as late as possible. That's a normal case of a cheskes haguf. You know something, you see something, and you assume that the way it is now, that's the way it stayed. Or a person's born, a woman's born a basula. So you know she's a basula. The question is, when does she become a bu'ula? Or a cotton is born without shtei saris. You know he's born without shtei saris. When did he grow saris? You say as late as possible. Every cheskes haguf is a cheskes haguf is barer b'shaita, that was known at the time. Tosfos there says that by treifus, it's a cheskes haguf the loy is barer b'shaita. Why? Because when a baby animal is born, I look at the animal. Do I know if it has a hole in the lung? I have no idea. Could be it was born with a hole in the lung. Animals are born treifus. It could be it was born with a treifus. What happens? I wait 12 months. It's the birthday of this calf. So it's 1 year old. We make a birthday for it. I don't know if we make a birthday, but we notice it's its birthday. Now we know for sure that when it was born, it wasn't a treifus. Because it lived a year. And we assume treifus don't live for a year. So, when do I know the cheskes haguf of this animal? 12 months later, I find out that there was a cheskes haguf 12 months ago. That's called the cheskes haguf, the lo yizbarer b'shaita, that wasn't known at the time. It doesn't mean it wasn't known because you didn't look at it. It means because you couldn't know. You could not know if this animal has a treifus somewhere in the whole body. Cheskes haguf, the light is bar b'shaita. Now, I don't want to say it's not a cheskes haguf, because that's the machlekes Rishayim. But at least, it's not a stronger cheskes haguf. Maybe he needs a spachlana, the Rama holds a spachlana, not a cheskes haguf. Or maybe he holds it's not a strong cheskes haguf, because by cholav we're not here. By cholav we use that chazak. So, but our kaponim to ask a kasha that the cheskes haguf should be stronger than the cheskes iser. On that, Shari, I didn't see Shari Yesh inside. I just saw it in the footnote. I just discovered this right before sharing. But he says this tekuda that this cheskes haguf of an animal that is not a treifa is a cheskes haguf shalayim is bar b'shaita. It's a shvacher a chazak. Maybe it's not a chazak. They milk cows. So how do we drink the milk? So we have a Kabbalah, Roy Behemoth, and a Treifus. You're right. Of Chazaka, we couldn't do it. Once I have a Reyes, I have to go to Chazaka. But a regular cow that's less than a year old. So I rely that the Kabbalah, that Roy Behemoth, and not Treifus.
Is that milk
from a cow? Can you have milk from a cow? You could. If a cow doesn't give milk until it becomes pregnant. I don't know, a calf can't become pregnant in the first year. Not a sheep can't become, but a cow. I don't know. I don't. Maybe you're right. It is right. Maybe you can't. I don't know. I know you have to go to Dr. Belsky and ask him. What? A sheep, it says a cow too. A sheep, I know, it says a cow.
Not as late in the year, it is
Bar Shanta.
What is
Bar
when it was born?
No, because now, do I know that now it's not a Trefa?
No.
Maybe now it is.
It was
year 1 to 3,
at that point,
you get a Trefa. No, I only knew from year 1 to 2. Because it's still possible it got a Trefa in the last 12 months.
Okay,
you never know the physical fact. You never know it, because you always know you delay 12 months to know. What's svara to this? Why should a chazak have to be a sparrow b'shaita? What's the difference if I find out 12 months later? It's a sort of hesber, I don't know.
You don't know anything else?
I know that this animal was born kosher. I don't know anything after it. Right. So why can't I shtel on the chazaka the first day?
Chazaka is not really telling me what it is.
Just telling what it was. Shaita, they do something based on the chazaka. I'm not sure. Like I said, I recall the idea of Yisbara B'shaita from having lived there once upon a time, but I'm not sure. I'm sure if the Svaris is not a chazaka, you can't use such a chazaka. But right. Let's return to Paratest Mishnaitza. We'll start again from the beginning, even though we discussed it yesterday, just to be misader, we'll start from the beginning. The Maram Lublin held Lekula, the Ramah held the Chumra. That's the basics. When you have a Reyes and Mechayim, the case of the Reyes in the animal, the Ramah asered the animal. The Ramah said, it's no good, because you don't have Chazakis, if there's a Reyes and Mechayim. That was the Ramah's psak. And the Maram Lublin said, that's not true. That's Tosis Kasha. That's not Tosis Teretz. Tosis the Teretz says that no, Jusa is different, Shkiach, but a normal Safik, it doesn't matter if there's a Reis and Mechaim, no matter what, we Kshtal and the Chazaka, we make them. So that's the old Machlaikis, old, a few days old by us, the Machlaikis to Ramah and Maram Lublin. Maram Lublin brought a Raya to his Yisayid, from the Din of Cholov. The Din of Cholov is in the Shulchan Aruch and Siman Pei Aleph, Sif Beis, I believe. The Din of Cholov is that if you shaft an animal, you find that it has a trephis, a vadai trephis, there's a hole in the lung, that the milk that was milked yesterday, or the cheese that was made a month ago, that all of that is mutter, because you shtel the animal on its chazaka, there's not a treifa. It is a treifa. You see it's a treifa. We assume the treifas happened as late as possible. We assume that the hole in the lung came at the last minute. That's a sifin shulchan aruch. That's an pei aleph. That's a, it's a rajma, it's a halacha, a psuk and halacha in shulchan aruch. No, nobody in shulchan aruch argues with that. That the milk is not. That the milk is mutter because I don't want to say cheskes hetter. This could be that it's so it's a chazaka that it's not a treifa. Cheskes hetter that it was mutter. The same thing. The same chazaka was saying there's no cheskes hagov. But the fact that it wasn't treif is a chazaka that it's mutter. We know chazaka is the cheskes hagov. As long as the cheskes haguf is not a steer to the cheskes isser, it doesn't bother me. We have a chazaka that the animal is a mutadik animal because it's not a treifa. It doesn't have a halacha of a treifa. It doesn't have a tzias of a treifa. As long as it's not a steer, it doesn't matter how well we call it. But we know the animal is a mutadik animal. The animal is a cheskes a mutadik animal. So why? Because it's more than 12 months old, we're talking. So we know it was born an animal that's mutter. What?
The Muslim
mother
was found on a
I think so. That's what I'm saying. That's how I'm laying up the whole thing. It's only mother. It's 1 year old. It's not 1 year old. It's not chazak. So over there we say we give the chazak. We do go basa cheskes hetter to be matir the cholov and say the shinui happened as late as possible. But I have a cheskes hetter. Cheskes hetter doesn't have to be a sparab b'shaita. I have a chazaka that it's mutter. I'm not saying it's physically that way. I'm saying so. I know it was born mutter, so it remains mutter until there's a problem. The cheskes hetter creates the halacha that it's mutter. It's true. but the heter remains. The heter remains. You want to know why becheskes haguf, I'm saying there's a problem with leis bar b'shaita, and why becheskes heter, I don't say that there's a problem. See, that's why I told you before, I'm not learning that a chazaka shalais bar b'shaita is not a chazaka. I didn't see shariyash inside. What we're learning in the Peskim, not in Tosfos and Chulin, is that a chazaka leis bar b'shaita, cheskuf, is not as strong as a competing chazaka. But say there's no chazaka, we pass on the chol of izmut. And you're getting back. So Ram Lablini is the kasha. You're telling me when there's a reyes of mechayim. The Ramah is telling me when there's a reyes of mechayim. There's no cheskes heter. But we see with matan milk, even though there's a reyes of mechayim, there's a reyes that it had a hole in the lung mechayim. So we are matan the milk. That was the kasha of Ram Lablini. So the Shmaitzer came to answer that kasha. What did the Shmaitzer answer? He said that we have to understand Pshat in the Ramah. We have to understand Pshat in the Ramah. The Ramah holds L'chumra, so we don't give it a Chazaka. Why don't we give it a Chazaka? Because Machzakim me'issa le'issa. B'chayeha, it was even Menachai or Enes of Luach, and from that Isser it goes straight into the Isser Tarfus, because since the Reis was Mechayim, it never had a Cheskes Kashus at all, so Masakina on Me'isal Isser. So why are we Machmir on the meat of this animal that had water in the brain? Because the animal always had a Cheskes Isser. It was born the Cheskes Isser of Menachai and Enes of Luach, and it never had a cheskes heter, so of course we're going to ask him. Balu yitzur, I would find an animal that had no cheskes heter. Lu yitzur, I could find an animal that at no time at all was Eivim Menachai or Enes of Luach. So then the hanocha was that the Ramah would be Maida. The Ramah's whole problem in Reis HaMechayim, the entire problem of a race in Mechayim is that you're going from one Isser, it started off with a Cheskes Isser, Misal Isser, it never had a time of Heter. Hashem came. If you're going to talk about something that didn't have a Din Eivim Menachayim, it is a Buach, then the whole Chumra wouldn't apply. The Mela, milk, the din of milk is not also out Eivim Menachai. Milk is not also out Enes of Luach. Because milk of Enes of Luach is mutter. All milk comes from Enes of Luach. So Memela, Zok the Shmaitza, it's very geschmack. The Ramah is not schwer from the Rav Lublin's kasha. When you're talking about the meat, you have a meat, an animal, you have a suffix in the flesh of the animal. So the flesh of the animal was born b'cheskes iser. And it never had a cheskes heter because it had a reis of mechayim, so it remains awesome. The milk of the animal, was not born b'cheskes iser. The milk of the animal didn't have a chazak of iser ever, because as long as the animal was alive, we assumed that the milk is kosher. So the melech, since it never had a cheskes iser, so now too, you're finding a problem, you're finding a hole in the lung, we still could go b'as a cheskes heter till the last minute. The reyesa is a suffix. Suffix bad. So. That's true. You're right. But the thing is, when there's a reyesa mechayim, and there's an original cheskes iser, and then later that original cheskes iser comes off, became oisei v'nachayim. That original siva ta'asa comes off. And now the question is the animal a treifa? Since machzakin miss a lesser, it's taka doesn't make sense to be mad. But to have a minute to be mati, it would be if you don't have in a mislay. Because in logic, who cares that it was what it had mechayim? It's not mechayim anymore.
But
the tzad to be matir, the easiest way to say, and that's Losh Hashav Shmaitza, is the tzad to be matir is if you don't hold Masakin Mesalis. So if you don't hold Masakin Mesalis, so therefore the animals, Evim Rachai, doesn't matter to us, the Chayel, and that came off. So now I can be matir, because there's a chazaka that's in a treifa. As a chazaka, that there's no issa treifas on it. Oh, I don't want to give a chesed book, but I want to make this in din. Has a chazaka in din that it doesn't have issa treifas. On the issa of treifas, it doesn't have it. Doesn't have it. Okay, so the Shmaitzer himself by merits that what comes out from this whole discussion is a taki disaster. Comes out an issue in chazakis. And this, again, becomes a klali sticker issue. General question: is it possible to say two contradictory things that are a result of chazakis? If I go with the rule, and the rule of chazakis tells me, legabe one thing, a certain result, and legabe something else, a different result, and they're a contradiction. Is that a problem in chazakis? How so? Here. When I'm down on the milk, I have a right to say this animal is becheskes ein treifer. As long as the entire is negated to the milk, I have every right to say the animal is becheskes ein treifer. And if it's ein treifer, so the milk is mutter. As soon as I turn to the meat, I tell myself I have no right to say it's becheskes ein treifer, because it's coming off a cheskes ein menachayim. Since it's coming from Leva Menachai to Cheskes Ein Treifa, so I have no right to go from one to the other. And Lagabe the meat, I'm saying there's no Cheskes Ein Treifa. And I have to answer it. It's a regular speaker there, I still cover it. I have to answer it. That's a contradiction. And the Shmaitzer says there's no problem with contradictions. Palginan Bechazakis is the lashon that the Shmaitzer uses. You could split Chazakis. You can say it leads me to one conclusion here, it leads me to an opposite conclusion here, and the Mela, it works anyway. Excellent Kasha. I'm going to address it, but before that, in the Yisayit HaDvarim, do you hear what I'm saying? The Shmaitzer holds Palginan Bechazakis. We'll see soon that the Chachmas Adam argues. But the Shmaitzer holds what? The what? Could Halacha say Adam of Yipucha? Quantum physics. Is it a problem? Well, tell me as far as why should that be a problem? What I would say. Why isn't that a problem? Is it not Mavar? No, that's what I would say. Why do we say it's not a Birur? If Chazakis would be Mavar or something, who tells us that we have a logical reason to say this happened, so then you can start fighting with me and say, yeah, you can't do it both ways. But it's not. We're not saying it's a Birur. We're saying, what do? We don't know what to do, so we shtel on the Chazakah. We say, Basa Chazaka, that this is the result. Is there a problem when Hanhogas HaSfeikas, is there a problem when things are contradicting each other? Is there a problem? I'm not talking now about this. I think we're all into the case of Safik Treifas in general. Now, we all spent many years learning. Do you remember cases in Hanhogas HaSfeikas where you have contradictions? So one case is easy. Bishnei Shvilin. You know there's a mace in one of the two roads. And Reuben comes and says, I walked on one road. What's my din? You tell me a tar. Shimon walked on the other road. Tell me a tar. It's a contradiction. It doesn't bother us. We have a lochel b'shem esarai, safik tovah b'shem esarav
nistar. Here you have one person doing both. That's the problem.
Here I don't have one person doing both. You see? See, that's true. Maybe you're right. Maybe you're right. But when barring yes is kasher. In concept, we had the idea by Shnei Shvilin that on Hagas HaSfeikis I could do it. Right? Also by Bittul Barayv. Bittul Barayv you could argue. But Bittul Barayv, you have one piece of tray for meat and two kosher meat that mix. Someone picks up one, he says, can I eat it? I say yes. He picks up the next one, he says, can I eat it? I say yes. Picks up the third one, he says, can I eat it? I say yes. One of the three is eating treifas. It doesn't matter when you don't know what to do. It's Bittul Barayv. And it's mutter. Alright, then you could argue maybe Bittul Barayv, the Isser is Nasa Heter. Maybe it's not such a good dimion. But just as a marshal, it's a good marshal. When you have a way to paskin, you're paskin. When I give a psak, someone gets a shaylan and a rav gives a psak. He's not saying he's a navi and he knows. He's saying, according to the rules of halacha, this is the way he's supposed to behave. So therefore it's okay. So we did have cases in Anhogas HaSfeikis where we are allowed to say things that contradict each other. Now, it's true, if one person walks on both shvilim, we know he's tameh. We know how he became tameh. We know for sure he's tameh. So one person walked on two shvilim, I have no safik. It's not Anhogas HaSfeikis, so I have no safik. So one person on two shvilim, zichetam. You're not asking from that. What you could ask from is when two people, each one went on one shvil, and they asked together, Babasachas, so that's already machlekes migamar, if I can answer them. But whatever it is there, the vart that in Anhogas HaSfeikis, you could pass in Stiris, we find the idea. Now we did have one place where we said the opposite that I could think of. Let's see if you remember this. I don't remember the last time we discussed this. That was this year or last year. But maybe all the years get fuzzy one with the other. Does anybody remember the Shaila about Haseba by the Seder? What does that have to do with this? Remember? The Gemara says, how many kaisis do you need Haseba? You remember? Two. You only need Haseba by two kaisis. Everybody knows in the Haggadah it says differently. Why? Gemara says you need Haseba only by two kaisis. Gemara says, some say the first two. Some say the last two. They're saying the Gemara. You can hear the crisis of Shinais, and you can hear the crisis of Achrayis. How do we paskin? So how should we paskin? How should we paskin? Oh, what's the whole thing? It's a Safik, Durabanan. Really, Haseba is only Durabanan. Safik Durabanan Lekula. So what should be the Psak? The Ran said we should paskin that you don't do a seiba at all. If you want, you can do a seiba. But you shouldn't be mechuyev. The first two kaisis, sabadavar lekula. It's two lashanis in the Gemara. The second two kaisis, sabadavar lekula. So there the Ran said, was the mechuyev put around himself? I don't remember. But I think it's the Ran. The Ran said, you can't pass the sabadavar lekula on these two kaisis, and sabadavar lekula on those two kaisis, because you're definitely doing something wrong. You're ending up Vada'i missing Haseba on two kaisis. So there, even though the rules of Anhogas HaSfeikis should tell me don't Tarti the Sasri, I can't do Tarti the Sasri. What's the answer there? Why should it be different? What? I've all in a Seba. Gemara says there's a Chiyav Seba, suffering the first two, suffering the second two. I mean, I'm saying there's no Chiyav Seba. I've been bevatel the whole din. Is that the problem? Let's say the Gemara would have said you need a Seba by three kaisis. Some say the first three, some say the last three. So the middle two, everyone agrees. So then I would say so to Rabban Lakula and you don't have to do a Seba on the first and fourth. Sure. What?
Still being a battle with din of three.
Being a battle with din of three. And or maybe the Haseba case is like one person who walked on both roads. One person walks on both shvilin, I have to tell him he's tame. I know he's tame. So maybe the Haseba case is like one person who he's drinking all four cases. I have to pass confirm what to do. I have a suffix.
By the point, the end result,
he's not doing a save at all.
He missed
the mitzvah.
So what does he have to go back?
I have no idea. Shvilim, which one does he have to be worried about? I don't know.
Right now, he's tummy.
Right. From which one is he tummy? I don't know. He's tummy. The saber, he drank four cases without a saber. He owes two cases.
He drank two cases without a
saber. So maybe it's like one person.
So
you have to drink two by a saber. Which two, though?
The last two. The monosh.
Because he doesn't say the first two, why can't he do the last? Right, so we have a bit of a kash. Again, what's a shayla? In an hagas hasfekis, am I allowed to say opposite psakim? So shnei shvilim, we see you could. In the case of abakaisis, l'chayr is a problem. They were saying that you can't. Why it's different there, but the Shmaitz is saying that you can say opposite. If that's the way it works out, that's the way it works out. It's not a problem. The Stipler, when he brings this down, sends us to Perek Dalid of Shmaitz Dalid. That's a case again that we've discussed in the past, but Hayais, not everybody here was when we discussed it. I'll repeat it again, and especially those who don't remember it, whether you were here or not, let's just review. He does a hair, can remember it right away. The Shmaitza brought a Shaila from the Mefarshi Eredei, the Prichadash and the Beis Hillel, had the following Shaila. Maitza Shahaya Kachaya, in a butcher store they shechted seven animals, and they started selling the meat. It's a store, somebody walks in, they cut off a piece of the meat and of the animal and they give it to him. He also walks in, they cut off a piece and they give it to him. If I remember the story correctly, they were up to 2.5 animals. They had sold off 2 animals and half of the 3rd animal. At that time, somebody in the back room was looking at the stomachs of the animal. The stomachs of all the animals had been thrown into a pile in the corner. And nobody could tell which stomach is which animal's. And somebody noticed that one of the stomachs had a hole in it. Was treif. If the stomach is treif, the animal is treif. Which one of the animals is treif? I don't know which one of the animals is treif. What's the din? What's the rule? Well, I'll be the rule in a shechita house. If they find that one of the animals is treif, so the halacha is called the parish, meruba parish. Called the parish, whatever was sold, ruba parish, 7 animals, 1 is treif, 6 are kosher. So now, a lady in our house hears on the news that they found a treif for stomach in the butcher store. So she asks her, the Rav tells her, called the parish, ruba parish. There's 1 treif animal, 6 kosher animals. So whatever you got, we can assume is from the kosher animal. In the butcher store. Is a rule of kol kavua kemechza mechzedama. That means something that was not parish, something that was not that's still in its original place. Kol kavua kemechza mechzedama. Whatever is in the original place, even if it's 1 in a million, is not bottle. There's no kol parish meruba parish. If it's in the original place, kol kavua kemechza mechzedama. Anything that's kavua b'mekainai is aser. Mechza mechza means it's a suffix. If it's a shavu drabanan, it's mutter. Here it's a shavu deraisa. Kol kavua kemechza mechza. Therefore, it turns out that the 2.5 animals that were sold are kosher. The 4.5 animals that are still in the butcher store are treif. So, the rest of sack. These 4.5 are treif, those 2.5 are kosher. So the Beis Hillel said, you can't do that. The Beis Hillel said that you can't I'm not talking about the Tana Beis Hillel, right? There's a Sefer on Yeradeya Beis Hillel. And in the Sefer Beis Hillel, he writes that you can't do that. Why? Because the half an animal, half of it was sold, and half of it is in the butcher store. The half that was sold had the same stomach as the half that's in the butcher store. If you're going to tell me, call the parish Maruba parish, what does it mean? It means I have a right to say that this half of an animal had a kosher stomach, had a full stomach, a non-trade stomach. Why? Because called the parish, Maruba parish, once it's parish, the Torah says you can rely on the 51% odds, and you say it had a stomach that was good. Once that's good, it should pass kinois on the half that's in the butcher store that had the same stomach, that's also kosher. So you can't say that this half had a trefa stomach and this half had a kosher stomach, it had the same stomach. So Steve, so what was the... So that was the Beis Hillel Safik. He said, which way should I start off? If I start off called the parish, so it had a good stomach, then the half that's in the butcher store also had a good stomach. Well, maybe I should start off kol kavua kemechza mechzadami. On this half, I'm mechuyev to a bichayshish that had a bad stomach. Then the half that was sold, I should also have bichayshish that had a bad stomach. One should pass kenais on the other, and he brought, I think the lashon is a machlekes ha-goinim, but I don't think it means the goinim before the rishonim. But he still says that the goinei ha-makim, they got into an argument. Should I say that the half that's kosher paskins on the half that's treif and says that it's on the half that's in the store that says it's also kosher? Or should I say the half that's in the store paskins on the half that's parish and it's also treif? Because on the four, I have no problem. The four that are kavua, I'm mechuyev to be chayshish, and had a hole in the stomach. And the two that are parish, the whole ones, I have a right to say they didn't have a hole. It's not a stira. Only one animal had a hole. So I could say these two zicha didn't. And these four, I don't know, 50-50. I'm saying one of the whole ones had a hole. I don't know what had a hole. One of the ones that are in the store had a hole. Statistically, it's a 1 in 7 chance. But since Kol Kavua Kemechza Mechza, I have to consider it a 50-50 chance. Whatever in the store, I have to be afraid that maybe it had. Let's say all seven animals are still in the butcher store. I would have to be chayshah in every single one. Maybe this one had the hole. Maybe the other one. Maybe this one. The ones that are left in the store are safik treif. And the rule of Kol Kavua says that I have to treat it as a 50-50 odds. And we made it's treif. Okay. What? Yeah. Apparently they were selling off in order. They finished one animal, finished the second animal, now they sold the second. Whatever's in the store wasn't sold to anybody. Whatever was bought for me. So the Prichadosh came along, yeah? Even over 100 animals would be the same thing. All a treif. Yeah. There's no limit to Kol Kavua Kemechza. So the Prichadosh came along and he said, if I remember the Lashon correctly, he says that anybody that says it's a stira to be machshir, the half that's sold, a matrif, the half that's in the butcher store, his Lashon was, eina yedeya ben yamina l'smaylai b'hilchas isavahetam. Anybody who thinks that this is a shiloh, which means everybody else, he says, "Any idea ben yamin al esmaila built a sisavati." He doesn't know what he is. He doesn't know how to paskin. He has no yaradei. What did the Prichadosh say? Prichadosh said that it's not a problem. It could be a stira. Who cares? Who cares? The halacha is called the parish Maruba parish. Am I a navi and I'm saying that this half had didn't have a hole in the stomach? I'm not saying it be navius. A navi, it would be a stira. If a navi said that this is this way, this is that way, it would be a stira. It's not navius. It's a hanhogas hasfakas. It's a way to deal with shilas. He seems to say it's a way to deal with shilas, and therefore, on the parish I could pass in one way, and on the kavua I could pass in the other way, and it's not a problem. That was the Prichadosh. That was his hanhoga, which, if I recall correctly, the Shemaitza was matzdik.
Even though I know where is that the other man.
Outside?
I know exactly where it is, yeah.
And so,
yeah, that's his case. The Ezra's asking that Rive is not really, Rive is a bearer. It's not 100% bearer, it's a 51% bearer. So I don't know. Maybe that's the base that will help. But what?
Called the parish.
Remember the parish. That's what?
The right on the right is the bar. It's not what they call that which one to base it on. Nothing. And I have Peru and I have parish. Which one, why should I go this one right, this one that way?
Well, the person who's parish that's asking the Shaila is coming with a beard. He who's asking his Shaila, and the one that was parish. Rai is in our language is a bearer.
Right?
What?
Who told him to go about the road?
Iris says that that's enough of a proof.
It's not. Hold the parish. Hold the parish. Tell me what to look at. Have the pasuk. Tell me the pasuk and bus the road. Why the kol kavua and not pasuk and bus the road? That's what we deal with kavua. Something about that.
We understand that Rav is a bearer, right? Ruba Chazak or Ruba Zadif because of that.
Who tells me about this?
The Torah tells us there's a certain amount of proof. The Torah says this much proof is enough. Rav is a
bearer.
That's Zer Zakazatak. Kol Kavua is Zer Zakazatak.
So Kol the Parish is the same thing?
Kol the Parish is not. Kol the Parish. Without Zer Zakazatak, it's Kol the Parish. I need a pasuk, they'll be called the Parish, but it's just a bearer. It's telling you the amount of risk you're allowed to take. Rav is an amount you're allowed to take. At any rate, this is the hanocha. The hanocha is that it's not a problem if Bezdin Paskin's opposite psakim that are opposite in their outcome. As long as you follow the rules and you come to a psak, it's not a problem if you come to outcomes which are different one from the other. So Zakta Schneitzer, same thing here. We're going to say that when you're talking about milk, the animal is becheskes, a healthy animal, Indian, we'll call it a wolf, but the animal is becheskes, a non-treif animal. When you're talking about milk, the same as our cow. When you're talking about the milk, you have a chazaka that it's a perfectly healthy animal. And when you're talking about meat, you have a chazaka that it's baser. And since baser lisser means, in effect, we don't have a chazaka that it's a healthy animal. Now, of course, right animals are healthy. So if there would be no race ever, we would assume it's healthy. But when race has come up and we have to go to chazaka, you have to abandon the right to go to chazaka, then we don't have a chazaka. Okay, so I want to get to that Nakuda, and the disciple makes this point. What I told you till now is the Shmeitzer. Now, there's one important point, which if you're going to be ma'ayin into this, you can sit in your chavrusa and try to figure out what we're talking about, you're going to notice that this case, the disciple makes this point, this case is only a stira lundis, it's not a stira in the animal. What do I mean? We have two cases. We have the milk case and the water in the brain case. Okay? In the milk case, what's the nidain? The milk. Is there any shame on the basar? In the case of the milk. Was there any shame on the meat? What was the case? They shechted the animal and they found a hole in the lung. The animal is a chetreif. There's no nidain on this cow's meat. The nidan, in the case of the milk, the nidan was only the milk. Because the treifus was about the treifus. Fakeret. In the other case, in the Ramaz case, with the water in the brain. There, the nidan was on the meat. Was there any nidan on the milk? In the case of water in the brain, there's no nidan on the milk. The milk is zichemutter, is a sveksaik. We don't know if the animal was ever treif. And even if it was treif, it couldn't have become treif if there was milk. So in the Ramos, the Ramah Marim Lublin's case, There was no din Torah on the milk. It was only a machloikis regarding the meat. And in the simen pei aleph case, the milk case, there was no need on the meat. There was only need on the milk. The psakim are stiris in lamdis. In lamdis, we're dividing the chazakis. We're saying, when I have a din Torah negeh the milk, I say a living animal is becheskes not treifer. Whatever a shailan in Bezdin regarding the meat, I'm saying it is the cheskes treifer. So that the case of the shmeitza happens to be a case where it's not a stira in, it doesn't make a good story in lemaisa that people scream, hey, Bezdin did a stira. Because in each story, Bezdin didn't do a stira that's absurd. The point of the shmeitza is that they're opposite mahalchim. In the way you look at a living animal, do you look at it as becheskes yed treifa, becheskes eina treifa? Lagabi milk, you end up one way. Lagabi meat, you end up a different way. That's the nekuda that's bothering the shmeitza. That's a stira. So you have to notice it, because already this morning people were coming over to me that it's not a stira minayuvei in the case. How can that? The stifle makes the point when he brings the shmeitza. It's not a stira in the case. But it's a stira, it's still a stira. It's a stira in the way the psak halacha works, the way chazakas work. And on that, pagina b'chazakas. Now, the binas Adam, which is Chochmas Adam's pupulim, he disagrees. And he comes up with another case where you could have a stira in the case itself. A chicken laid an egg. And the chicken is a suffix trefer. Now, Bayas trefer is aser, just like Cholov trefer is aser. The same thing with Bayas. The chicken now, we have to paskin its suffix trefers. The Binas Adam says that there's a halach in Shulchan Aruch. I'm phrasing it this way. So we'll see if the Shef Shmaita agrees to such a halach. The Binas Adam says the halach is when you have a egg that came from a chicken, and the chicken is a suffix treifa, whatever you're paskin on the chicken, you have to paskin on the egg. So there, whatever you're paskin on the chicken, you're paskin on the egg. That means we don't divide chazakas. Because if you want, you can tell me, egg? What's wrong with the egg? There's no even menachai in an egg, there's no even zavuach. No difference between egg and milk. An egg and a milk both come from an animal when it's alive. There's no even menachai, there's no nothing. And there, we do say that the psak on the meat paskins on the egg. So, the Bina Sodom says, you can't divide chazakas. Which is probably how Mahmoud Linveld when he asked the kasha. So, today's topic, whether you could divide chazakas, whether plagin and chazakas. Shmaisa says there's no problem. It could be plagin and chazakas. The Bina Sodom holds you cannot. Now, how you answer the kasha, that's hopefully tomorrow we'll still deal with it. That's in the stipend. So before we end, I want to tell you one of my age-old kashas that, not directly to do with the sugya, but one of my kashas that bothers me since for many years, and it's hard to get a good teretz. He creates this to a lamdin, and I have strong feelings about it. My shaila was this. Let's say there's a shechita house and they shecht 100,000 chickens a day. That happens. They shecht 100,000 chickens a day, right? And they package the chickens and they sell it. So I go to the store and I buy chicken. And I see a problem with the pulka on the chicken. I don't buy a whole chicken. I bought the bottoms. Right? So it's happened to me that women come with a chicken and there's a shayla of treifas. And most shaylas today, shaylas of treifas are kosher because it's checked in the store. But it happens. A woman comes in, I tell her it's treif. This chicken leg is treif. You have to throw it out. So she asks me, what about the other legs in the package? So I tell her that the other legs in your package are zicha good. Because generally they package all the right legs together and all the left legs. That's how it piles up in the package better. So, all the right legs are good, because you caught the treifa. What's the deal with all the left legs? The chayra, this is the same shaila as the Shmeitzah and the Pichadish and the Beis Hillel. I have one right leg of a chicken that came from this neshchita. Usually says in the package. Let's say it came from, I don't want to say which one, I'm starting up with a shchita. Let's say it came from shchita in Iowa. So I know one right leg from Iowa is treif. That means there's a left leg from Iowa that's treif. Now left leg looks perfectly good to your eye, but it's treif because it came from the same chicken that had the right leg. Why don't we say, if any woman comes to any rav in America with a polka and it's treif, we should have to announce that kol kavua, any other chicken legs that are still b'makom k'niusam, whether in the butcher store or wherever it might be that has a dinner kavua, it's all treif. You have to throw away 100,000 chickens. The only thing you could eat is right legs, because the right leg of the treif, the chicken we caught. But you have a cash. The ones that are bought are parish. So from the shechita house to the butcher store, you consider to be parish already. Is that called the parish? Maybe. Could be. So what about in this store? Let's say in this butcher store, they cut up the chickens, they made quarters out of it. A lot of stores, they buy the whole ones, and they cut it up. So everything in the store should be traded. Or if you bought it from the place, it should also be. What? Well, yeah, the top should also be proud. Right? You'll be only eating right legs, yeah. Now, there's an answer to it. I'm not sure what the correct answer is. But now, for tomorrow, what we need to do is, before this gets overwhelming, what we need to do is sort of catch up with ourselves and make sure we know what we learned before we go weiter. It's still quite a bit to do. I'm only going to go as far as I feel the Olam could stand it, or if you guys could stand it longer than me, as soon as I get too confused, I'm going to stop. But, as I said, the sugya is a sugya, and I still have to come back to Tosfos. I still didn't get the Shmaita Aleph Perek Zayin, which is Tosfos. So, for tomorrow, I still want to finish the Stipler. I'm going to come to Shmaita Aleph Perek Zayin. What I'm probably going to do for Sunday is try to do, at least for a while, a Chazara on everything we learned this week. Hopefully in there tomorrow to bring you in a paper just that has it outlined to make it easier for you to chazen.